It's Friday, September 30th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today: the Q3 diversity report and how important is DEI to business owners. This is the Business of Tech. It's the last day of Q3, so it's time for the Q3 diversity report from this podcast. Each quarter, we measure the leadership makeups of the teams delivering IT services. Monitoring 301 companies, this quarter's report tracks 3,449 humans, slightly up from last quarter. Identified on each organization's website, they are then classified as white and then non-white, as well as specifically black. Additionally, they're classified as male or female. For Q3 2022, 89.19% of those tracked are white, nearly identical to last quarter at 89.2%, which was up from the quarter before at 87.73%. The number is 79.12% male, almost identical to last quarter at 79.51% male, and 79.75% the quarter before. Black leadership is relatively constant at 1.83%, the same as the September 2020 report 2 years ago. The Fortune 1000 has seen a slight uptick from 2.43% last quarter to 2.62% this quarter. I'm not alone in thinking about this. A survey by ThoughtWorks of 500 employees in the UK tech sector found that about 60% believe their companies could do more to create a more diverse and inclusive work environment. Recent research by the BCS found that women accounted for 17% of IT specialists in the UK, while about 8% of IT specialists are of Indian ethnicity, 2% are from a Black, African, Caribbean, or Black British background, and 2% from a Pakistani or Bangladeshi background. And according to data from the Kapoor Center, only 5% of the tech workforce, 3% of tech executives, and 1% of tech founders are Black professionals. As of 2021, only 19 Black CEOs have ever helmed a company on the Fortune 500, an annual list of the largest U.S. companies by revenue since the series started in 1955. Additionally, as of 2021, less than 10% of Apple, Google, Meta, and Microsoft's workforce is Black, according to the company's diversity reports. At these four companies and Amazon, the percentage of white employees decreased by 3.8% or more between 2019 and 2021, but the percentage of Black employees didn't increase by more than 1.8%. Research by NoOpSec analyzed 654 cybersecurity startups that raised more than $1 million in funding in 2020 and 2021. The goal? See how many are led by women. Of the 654 startups analyzed, only 22, or 3.3%, were led by female CEOs. Why do we care? 2 years ago, there were many promises made about progress. It's not really happening. That's why we care. I continue to believe that this is worth investing in. Here's your data that says there's an opportunity here. Research suggests that most companies want to do the right thing regarding diversity, equity, and inclusion. Yet, as with everything in business, you have to measure your current state to see where you need to improve. Paradigm, which helps companies analyze their DEI efforts, released a tool called Blueprint last year that provides a way to have an honest, data-driven conversation about where your organization currently stands and where it needs to get better to align more closely with a company's stated goals and values. Paradigm is not alone in this space, which includes startups like Diversio and Included. There are also broader HR platform players, which tend to look at diversity through a hiring lens, such as Greenhouse Software, a company that's raised $110 million, according to Crunchbase. Inkfile sent over their data on DEI. Here's what they found. 82% of small business owners are making DE&I a priority. 58.4% said diversity plays a critical role in their business, and they've already made it a key tenet of their organization. 64% reported that they have not invested any funds in DEI programs that would identify gaps in their policies and uncover opportunities for growth in the area. 40% don't feel their workforce is diverse enough to have a policy. And 24.3% are actively working toward increasing diversity within their business. Why do we care? There's data showing how the new generation of workers and customers value these investments. Want to hire better? Check out the episodes I've done on this, and there's one coming next week as well. Thanks for listening. Rather than a national day of, today is the 3-year anniversary of the launch of this podcast. I want to thank you for your time and attention and your subscription. It is incredibly valuable. If you like the podcast, please share it with someone else. That helps grow the podcast and helps make this a continuing viable business. I really do appreciate all the support I've gotten from listeners and do enjoy hearing from you. Please don't hesitate to reach out, tell me what you like, and give me thoughts on what you want me to work on. Here's to another year. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.